In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
Just continue to learn all the time, because we are such a fast-changing world, and there's always something new, so just continuing to learn, that's like a big thing for me.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement University special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program.
Red Bull Basement University is a great opportunity for us. We've learned so much in the last 2 days. It's been jam-packed. We've met lots of friends and gotten to visit Toronto, which is an incredible opportunity. Before I came to Red Bull University Toronto, I expected that there'd be lots of people and the countries would be quite reserved, but I found that everyone is very engaging, very collaborative, and super easy to get along. I'm Maria. I'm in Toronto with Red Bull Basement University.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating and featuring women in tech around the world. We are over 100 countries strong. So excited to be here in Toronto, Canada, with Red Bull Basement University, empowering us globally to innovate and create. So stoked to have our next woman in tech on the podcast with us. Hello.
Hi.
So we are here. Go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nadine. I'm from Austria. I'm with a company called Audvice, which is an app that helps students and teachers record, listen, and share audio content just in one place.
And now, is this your first time in Canada?
Yeah, it is, actually.
And you're from Austria.
I'm from Austria.
So this has been really exciting.
Yeah, very. I always wanted to go here. So,
how did you discover the Red Bull Basement University program?
Well, in Austria, we are right beside the university, so our office is in a little bit of an incubator, and so we have a lot of contacts there, and the student brand manager of Red Bull just swung by, bringing us some delicious Red Bull, and was like, this is an opportunity for us, and we should join. So we did.
And had you had any touch with accelerators or incubators or anything of that nature before, mentorship programs, or was this the absolute first?
So Audvice has been with the incubator of the University of Applied Sciences in Salzburg, and also our founder Sophie had some touch points with a lot of mentorships. But for me, this is like the first time.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
It's super exciting. And when did you first touch base with technology, become interested in the startup world and tech?
Well, with tech, I was always interested in the digital world, so I'm actually studying digital business. So I'm more on the marketing side, but also very into tech and more of the search engine kind.
So right,
more,
right.
Yeah.
How to be discovered.
Yeah.
And where do you go to learn how to develop the skills for your role?
Besides studying, I just read every article there is online, and I listen to a lot of podcasts. So, yeah. And also, I listen to Women in Tech. So, that's really cool.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Stop it. How exciting. Yeah. That's really cool. And what are the websites you go to or some of the podcasts that you think are really great to help move you forward in developing your skill set?
So, there's a German website that's called t3n.com. And they have a lot of tech information, so I am there like all the time. And then there are actually a few Austrian podcasts I listen to besides Women in Tech.
And which is one of the Austrian podcasts?
It's called OMX, just OMX, and that's a digital marketer podcast.
What would you find is the most useful for your learning experience that you either get from the websites or the podcasts you listen to? Like, what helps you the most? Is it hearing about tips? What action steps? How can we as content creators help you be your best self?
I actually enjoy listening to the journey of other people. So really knowing what they did and how they studied, and not necessarily just specific tips, because I'm always keen on looking it up myself, but really just listen to other stories.
It's amazing. What would you say is one of the best pieces of advice that you've gotten?
Don't sweat the small stuff, basically. Yeah.
Well, in one of our other interviews, she said, just chill.
Yeah, that's a good advice.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
And what is a big obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Well, that's a difficult question. I think just staying up to date with everything, really just continue to learn all the time, because we are such a fast changing world, and there's always something new. So just continuing to learn, that's like a big thing for me.
I think it's a big thing for all of us, especially in this internet age where there's so much information and it's so daunting not knowing what to listen to, what to let go, how to make time to absorb it all. It can be a lot. Where would you like to see yourself a year from now? Like, how can we support you in getting there?
Oh, I just would love to get in contact with more like-minded women, actually, to exchange some pieces of knowledge. So that's the most thing, building a community of women in tech, basically.
And what kind of communities are there right now in Austria?
Not many, to be honest. So when it comes to women in tech, I don't know of too many. We have a lot of agencies in Austria, actually. But yeah, it's still growing.
Well, if you want to create a community in Austria, you live in Salzburg, right?
Yeah.
If you want to create a community there, you reach out to me and I will give you the step-by-step playbook on how to start to build a community.
Okay. I know a girl that would be interested in building a community.
Yeah. Is she sitting on the couch with me right now?
No, but she's
well,
working.
Well, isn't it you?
No. Yeah. Well, I would be too, but she works with Oddwise and with us, and she's a community builder. So,
I think you would be a pretty fabulous community builder yourself.
Thank you.
And where can people connect with you online?
LinkedIn. I'm really into LinkedIn.
So can you spell your name for everybody?
Yeah, sure. So it's Nadine Santivani, which
Do you want me to spell it?
Yeah.
Okay,
please.
Yeah. Nadine, last name Szentivany. And we'll include it in the show notes as well, so you guys can easily click and say hello. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you.
It's been awesome. What is your favorite tech tool, hardware, website?
Well, as said, I am really into LinkedIn because there's a lot of information on there. And of course, I love Oddwise. I study with that all the time. And Canva.
Canva.
Yeah.
Tell us what Canva is.
Canva is basically a tool that helps you create awesome presentations, pictures for Instagram, like everything. So, yeah.
That's cool. And if someone wants to follow in your footsteps to become who you are today and learn how to be in a marketing role at a tech company, what would you suggest to them? Where should they start? Where do they get their beginnings?
Look stuff up online and basically really just enjoy the digital world. So I think passion is the most important thing.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
I think it shows in our content if you don't actually feel passionate about it. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. To connect and collaborate with more women in tech around the world, be sure to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. We'll take you straight to the Facebook group. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys. See you guys. Hear you guys in the next episode. Blah, blah, blah. Bye.
Bye. Hi, I'm Nadine Santivani. I'm with Oddwise. I'm a digital marketer. Oddwise is an audio knowledge management platform for students and teachers where you can easily record, share, and listen to your audio content. We are based in Austria, and you are listening to Women in Tech.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. We're so proud of what we've created with the Women in Tech podcast. To support us in our journey to celebrating women in tech around the world, go to womenintech.fm and click on the donation link on the right side of the page. That's womenintech.fm. The donation link is the top right side of the page. We really appreciate you being a part of our journey, and we look forward to celebrating so many more women to come.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
show notes by Carl Marty,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.